I'm bored as fuck. I hate this useless class and stupid teacher. Of course, you just had to put me right next to Mr. Straight A's.
He can help you improve your grade, she says.
Oh, I don't care about your dumb class. Why should I care about my grades? Oh, I have nothing against you, sweetie. It's only a bitch in this class. There's still so much time before it's over. Hey, what are you doing? Don't tell me you're actually trying to follow the lesson. You are. Oh, come on. You don't need it, do you? You probably know more about this subject than she does. Besides, we both know you're going to pass this class with flying colors. Now, I know you're supposed to help me, but I really don't want your help. You are kind of cute, though, so how about we play a little game instead? If you help me with my boredom, you're doing what you were asked in a way. And I promise it'll be worth not following class just this once. Yes, if you want. You play my little game, and after class we'll meet so that you can try to teach me what she can't. So, ready to start? Oh, what kind of game is it? Oh, it's kind of a dirty game, but you don't need to worry about that. All you need to worry about is what I whisper in your ear, and just make sure you imagine it like... What would it be like if I dropped under the desk, unzipped your pants, and started sucking your cock? No, don't say a thing. I'm the only one talking in this game. Plus, I can see a bulge forming in your pants. Are you getting hard in the middle of class? Is it because you're sitting next to the hottest girl in school? I bet you've been this way the whole fucking time. Trying to focus on the lesson, but your mind keeps drifting off to dirty places. Imagining all the things you want to do to me. I can let it happen, you know. And all you have to do is listen to me for the rest of the class and not come in your pants. If you manage to do it, I'll take you to my place, and I'll let you use me however you like. I'll be your own personal little slut, letting you try everything that passes through that little perverted mind of yours. You'll be able to live out all of your fantasies. But if you fail, if I do manage to make you come in your pants before the end of class, I'm still taking you home, but this time, I'll get to use you to abuse you. You'll be my very own living sex toy until the end of the semester. I'll do everything I want to you. I'll make you fuck me every single day until I'm satisfied. Not caring about you at all. Only my pleasure. Do you think you can take it? I don't think you can. I think you're gonna come in your pants listening to me. And then I'll take you home and make you come again and again and again. But no touching, okay? We are in class after all, and what would everybody think if either you or I was stroking your cock? Plus, it would just make things too easy for me. And I do like a little challenge. So, do you like how the uniform looks on me? How the tight shirt marries my curves and lets the outlines of my bra show? Oh, I've caught you staring at my tits a few times. Don't be ashamed. It's perfectly natural. Don't you wonder what they look like in the flesh? What they feel like in your hands? My nipples are getting hard just thinking about hands all over my big tits. See them poking through my bra and shirt? Oh, I want to pinch them so bad. But we're in class and I can't do it. I love playing with them. And I love even more when people do it for me. I love the way a person twists and sucks and bites on it. It just gets me so aroused. So horny. You'd love to touch my tits. To caress them. To fondle them. To tease my nipples. To feel how soft they are in your hands. And later, around your hard, twitching cock. How about those long white socks? Do you like how high they climb? Yet how much of my long, slender leg is showing? If only you could put your hands on them. Caress them, feel the softness of my skin. Discover how strong they are when they lock around you as you fuck me. Forbidding you from coming anywhere but inside me. And what about the skirt? Oh, I know some people have had some concerns about the size, that it's too short, but I don't see a problem. Do you? I don't think you do. I think that you love their size and how they barely go low enough to hide our panties. And when a girl forgets about it and bends over to pick something up, you always get this amazing view as she shows her panties to the world. Yeah, you do enjoy when this happens, don't you, you little pervert? Some of us find those skirts very uncomfortable because of that. Because you don't care as long as you get to see her panties from time to time. And I'm ready to bet that if you made the rules, you would not allow us to wear any panties under these skirts, now would you? Well, guess what? That's exactly what I'm not wearing right now. Oh, I love going commando, whether at school or pretty much anywhere. I love that if the wind blows just a little too strong and lifts my skirt just enough, everyone will get to see my juicy ass bear. My perfect pink little pussy. Oh, when I'm in my apartment, I'm always naked. After all, you should see the looks on the delivery boys' faces when they bring me something. And if they happen to be cute, well, let's just say they get quite the tip. So do I. Of course, today is no exception. Yes, boy, you're mere inches away from a wet, horny pussy. But you don't get to touch it. Not yet, anyway. I most likely will, though, because watching you squirm in your seat, trying to look focused and serious, and that twitching bulge in your pants that demands to be freed and touched and played with, is making me fucking horny. See my hands slowly go down under the desk, then up my thigh, only to disappear under the skirt and touch my... Oh my god, I knew I was wet, but this is something else. Shit, I gotta be quiet, but... I can't. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I've never been so wet and sensitive. Oh, you dirty boy. What did you do to me? I mean, I've masturbated in class before, but this is something else. It's okay to look at me. The teacher is writing something on the blackboard right now. Look at me masturbating to you. Trying your hardest not to touch yourself. Not to come in your pants. But that's what I'm gonna do. So look at me. I want you to watch as I make myself come in the middle of class. Look at me. Look at me, you little pervert. I want you to see what you do to me. Watch me come for you. Watch me make a puddle on my chair because of you. I'll try not to scream, but it's gonna be hard. Oh, I'm a screamer. I always come hard. The harder I come, the louder I scream. Oh, fuck. It's there. It's there. I'm gonna come. Watch me. Watch me. I'm gonna come. I'm coming. Coming. That was amazing. Oh, God. I've never come so hard from masturbation alone. Oh, look at you now. Oh, is that stain in your pants, Brigo? Are you already so close to orgasm yourself? Please, boy, try to resist. Where's the fun if you come while there's still so much time to go? There's so much more I have to tell you. Like, how much I love fucking. Oh, I don't care if it's a man, a woman, transgender, whatever. I'll fuck them all. You included. I'd love for you to lose our little game and come in your pants so I can take you home and use you however I want. I'd tie you to my bed and tease your cock for hours, keeping you on edge the whole time, listening to you beg for me to let you climax. I'd fuck myself on your rock-hard cock, and when I'd finally allow you to ejaculate, I'd keep riding you, torturing you with the most intense pleasure. I'd only stop when I'm satisfied. I'd call all my sexy girlfriends and tell them they can use my next sex toy all they want. That's all you'd be, a sex toy for me to use and to share with my friends. But if you win, if you can last the whole class without coming to my whispers, I bet there are so many filthy things you want to try. Skull fuck me? Of course you could. Fuck my ass? Definitely. Cream pies? Oh, that's a must. I'd let you do everything you can think about, and even more. I'd be the perfect little slut for you to use and abuse whenever you want. Wherever you want, however you want. Oh, you could even share me with your friends if you wanted. I'd tell all my hot friends to let you use them the same way you use me. You'd be a king with the most perfect harem and the sluttiest girl all to yourself. No, boy, no coming yet. I can see that bulge twitching in your pants. So please try to keep it in check. Or maybe do you need something to divert your attention to? Like, oh, I don't know. The lesson? Try to focus on it instead. Maybe it'll chase all those perverted thoughts you keep having away. Focus on the teacher. What is she writing? What is she talking about? Watch as her big ass jiggles inside her tight yoga pants. Oh, you can't help but notice it, can you? You're the grade A student. Watches his teacher's ass while in class. What a pervert you are. Well, go ahead. Take a good, hard look at it. Don't you wonder what it would feel like in your hands? It's so jiggly. I bet it would be soft and squishable. With an ass like that, she probably loves being bent over and fucked from behind. Maybe even over her desk. Wouldn't you love that? Fucking your big ass teacher from behind over her own desk in her classroom? Hearing her moan and scream your name so that everyone in school knows she belongs to you. Oh, perhaps you'd rather be the teacher's pet, though. Doing everything she demands. Kneeling under her desk during tests so you could spend the whole time eating her pussy. And then, when everyone's gone, you'd be lying on her desk, naked, of course. And she'd sit on your face, smothering you with her big ass while she checks all the copies, completely ignoring your cock. You'd probably be in heaven anyway, whether she'd let you come or not. Now, wouldn't you like it? Fucking your teacher? Being used by her? Oh, I'm sure you've thought about it. You've even masturbated to her a few times now, haven't you? Oh, I know you did, you fucking pervert. She's a teacher, a married woman, a mother even. And you dare think those perverted things when you're alone. Aren't you a good student? The best in school? Shouldn't you be more serious? You fucking pervert. I bet she's not the only one you've thought of in a dirty way. Tell me, who else? Except me, of course. Oh, the front row girl. Grade A student number 2. Your former deskmate? Oh, of course you did. Look at the size of those tits. Even I'm jealous of them. They're huge. And it's like they keep getting bigger, don't they? I've always wondered how she could see anything she reads to write. Probably never crossed your mind, though. You've only ever thought about how they would feel all over your dick, haven't you? Oh, I can't blame you there. I'd love to feel them as well. Every time we do track and field and she's running, you can see all the faces drooling as she goes around, her gigantic tits bouncing all the way. Even the teacher's drooling. Wouldn't it feel great to motorboat her? To bury your face in those breasts? Oh, there's so much to play with. You'd never get bored. And you did know that she has a crush on you. What? It looks like you didn't. Well, she does. So, obviously, you could get her to titty fuck you every day if you wanted. All you gotta do is ask her out. Which you can do if you win our game. But since you're gonna lose, maybe I can invite her over one day and let her loose all over the stress and worries that she's got as she plays with your cock. If you're lucky, she'll use her giant tits on you that day. So, let's see. Who else have you fantasized about? My two best friends, I guess, you know. The two hot girls sitting by the window that are always giggling. Whatever you've dreamt about doing with them, it's probably far from what they actually do. These two girls are as slutty as you are perverted. They've fucked every single man who's shown them the tiniest bit of interest. Sometimes even together. They'd do anything for sex. If one of them had been sitting next to you, you'd probably be on your knees under the desk eating her out while she lays back and enjoys it. Or, she'd be on her knees giving you the best blowjob you've ever had in the middle class. Maybe she'd even get the other one to come and help while the teacher is looking away. Oh, you wouldn't last a minute, but still, you'd love it. Then, they'd take you home and fuck you relentlessly. Unlike me, who would give you a break from time to time, they won't. They just keep on fucking you, taking turns being on your cock while your brain turns to absolute mush from the unbearable pleasure. And once they're done with you, they'd simply throw you away before getting ready to find another man to fuck. Well, that's what men are to them, free toys that they can use at their own will. And judging from the reaction in your pants, you wouldn't be against it. Maybe I'll invite them over to show you what it's like to really be used like a sex toy. Hey, don't look away. Class is not over yet. You're going to keep listening to me until you explode inside your pants during class. And then I'll take you home to be my fuck toy. So no looking away. Oh. I see. I notice you taking a glimpse of her. The cutest girl in school. But also the shyest one. Everyone's favorite. Do you want to know a secret? She's my own little sex doll. Yes, you heard me right. She's my little sex doll. Just like you're going to be after I make you come in your pants in the middle of this class. Though, the way she became it is quite different. Do you want to hear about it? Oh, come on. No need to be so shy. It really is quite the sex story, actually, and your cock is gonna love it. So, you know that we are flatmates, right? Well, she came to me one day because there was this guy she liked, and she felt that he liked her too, but she had never been with anybody before. She'd never even kissed. It looked like it took her a lot of courage to come to me, and I did my best to help her. I did so good, actually, that she has completely forgotten about him. She asked me to teach her how to be a good kisser, but her lips were so soft I couldn't help myself. I just kept on kissing her, my hands running all over her body, caressing her, rubbing her in places no one had ever touched her before. Oh, and she didn't try to stop me. She just went with the flow, and before we knew it, she was naked and laying on the couch, her legs gently spread out before me so I could give her the first of what would be many orgasms. She tastes so sweet, and I didn't want to stop eating her out that day. You should have heard her moan and scream with surprise when the first orgasm hit her. I then asked her if she liked it, and she said yes. I asked her if she wanted to feel it again and again. She said yes. And I dove back down between her legs. The way she was moaning my name. I get wetter just thinking about it. And after I was done making her come, she canceled any plans she had for the night. And she spent it between my legs, learning how to please me. She's quite the fast learner. And she knows to wake me up every morning with her mouth and tongue. She hasn't done it with anybody else, and I don't want her to. She's all mine, and mine alone. I might let you watch, though, when you become my second sex doll. And she'll watch as I fuck you again, and again, and again. Oh. What's going on, boy? Is it getting hard? Can you not hold it anymore? You're about to come, aren't you? But you won't. You won't come yet. Because you're not some pathetic loser who comes from the hottest girl he knows telling him all kinds of filthy things. Oh, you will come eventually. But not yet. If you do, I'll take your cot out, then scream. And everyone will think you made me jerk you off in the middle of class. You, the number one student. Oh, I do want you to come, but only when I decide. I know I said that if you could hold it in, you win, but let's be realistic. There's no way you will, so just be a good boy and start learning how to come on my command. Understood? Good boy. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. My little sex doll. The things I make her do at home. And it's amazing how she just agrees to do them for me. I mean, I had figured she was a sub, but I never thought she'd be such a good one. She's not allowed to wear clothes when we're alone, so that I have full access to her body 24/7. She has to eat me out every morning to wake me up. She then thoroughly has to wash me in the shower, which includes my pussy and ass. Good God, she loves eating my ass. Before any meal, she has to get her pussy juices right from the source. And when she's a good little girl, which is most of the time, I reciprocate. She's ready to fuck anytime I feel like it. And she always sleeps with me in my room, of course, except when I go out. Then she has to make sure the bed is ready for whomever I bring home. And she's in her room masturbating to me having sex. And then when they leave, she comes back to me and either cuddles me if my one night stand was good or finishes the job if they weren't. And that'll be your job too very soon. Don't you think you'll like it? No, I reckon you will. Oh, you think you're gonna win? No chance, boy. It's not the first time I played this kind of game, and so far, I've always won. One day, I was out in the club and a guy came from behind, holding me while we danced. He was so close, I could feel him being hard. So I did what any girl would do. I started rubbing my ass against him while we danced. At some point, it became obvious it was getting too intense for him, and he tried to push me away. Oh, but I was having none of that. I told him if he could last one more minute, I'd let him fuck me in the parking lot. But if he couldn't, I'd take him into the bathroom, and he had to eat my pussy. I don't even think he lasted 10 seconds. He was a good pussy eater, though, so... Oh, it gets me excited talking about this. Is the teacher looking away? Good, that means my hand can go back under my skirt. Masturbating in class never gets old or boring. I don't only do it in school, though. Once, I was working on a project for school with another girl, and we decided to use my laptop in my bedroom. I knew she was a lesbian. Everybody did. And I was sure she was attracted to me, well, since, you know, I'm so fucking hot. We were almost finished, and it just needed proofreading, which she started doing. But I was tired and horny, so I simply got naked and began fucking myself. "What are you doing?" she asked. "Just relaxing," I said. And she kept working, and I kept moaning louder and louder, saying her name, talking about how good her mouth would feel, how deep her fingers would go, and how I would be coming so hard for her. And she kept on asking me to stop, to let her work, if I didn't want to help. And I kept getting filthier, biting her earlobe, whispering in her ears, kissing her neck, telling her how wet she was getting me until finally she got enough. She pushed me onto my bed and swiftly got undressed. She then took a strap-on out of her bag, which actually surprised me, and she put it on. I think she hate-fucked me. Oh, she went so hard. It was incredible. I was just coming like crazy. She even made me squirt. Oh, it was the first time it had ever happened to me. She took me in every position you could imagine. She was unstoppable. She eventually collapsed next to me. I had never heard someone breathe so heavily. She probably came a few times fucking me, but her thrust never stopped. I was too busy coming myself to notice. I gently took the strap on off of her and put it on myself. And I turned her on her back. Before I started fucking her, she asked me what I was doing. I told her that she had lost and that I had made her stop working. And I was simply getting my reward for winning. And then I fucked her. I wasn't as experienced as her, but I still managed to make her come several times. She passed out from exhaustion. Mm-hmm. What are you screaming so much for, boy? Trying not to come, are you? You have no how good. You have no idea how good it feels to touch yourself in glass. To just put your hand on there and make yourself feel so good. Let me show you. Look at my fingers. Do you see the juices? I'd make you taste them, but it would be weird to do that in class. Unless you promise to come when I tell you to. Yes, I want you to promise to lose our little game. But come on. You'd get to taste my lust juices early. And to see me come again. Oh, you don't even have to say it. Just open your mouth. Yeah, just like that. Put my other hand under my skirt. And this one in your mouth. Oh, yeah, suck on those fingers, boy. Taste those juices. Imagine if someone turned around and they saw you like this. Oh, they think you're a pervert. A pervert who's going to make me come. Suck on my fingers. Suck harder. Come on, boy. It's gonna make me come. You're gonna make me come. Oh, fuck, boy. You sure know how to suck on fingers. Give him back now. You don't want anyone to turn and see us like that, do you? Oh, good boy. What's going on, boy? Am I getting too intense for you? Oh, it's too bad. Because I love being a little tease and making men and women lose it. Like, it was a week ago, after our football team won that big game, I went to the locker room with a very good girlfriend of mine. We told them that to celebrate their victory, we would give them a little show. So we started making out in front of all of them. Then we turned back to them and told them they could take their dicks out and start fapping. They weren't allowed to stop. Only go faster or slower at their leisure. The last one to come would get to share his shower with us. We only allowed them to get a little feel of our asses before they began stroking. Oh, it was so hot making out with another girl in our locker room full of sweaty hunks, all naked, pumping their dicks to us. One came, then another, then more, and more, and so did I. My mouth locked tight on my girlfriend's. We were so lost in each other. The guys had to tell us there was a winner. We turned to him with our dirty smiles and helped him finish before going into the shower. He was quite a great fuck. I'm glad he was the winner. He was so good. Actually, that we decided to have a little game to see who would take him home, while the loser had to be passed between the rest of the team. Well, I'm still not sure that's a loss, to be fair. We dropped to our knees and took turns sucking him. The one who would get his cum in her mouth was the winner. Of course I won. There's no way I'd lose a sex game. She quickly left the shower, and I stayed with him a little bit, telling him all the nasty things I'd do to him that night while stroking his dick some more. When we left the shower too, we saw my girlfriend getting in the middle of two guys, one fucking each of her holes. I asked my boy toy for the night if he wanted around. He said he wanted to keep his stamina for me. What a gentleman. He fucked me all night long. I was so fucking sore in the morning. Just like you will be every day when I'm done using you. At times I'll make you come multiple times in a row. Relentless. Not giving you a single second of rest. And other times, I'll just tease you like I'm doing right now. Forcing you to keep your orgasm in check until I allow it. Except that my tight, soaking wet pussy will be wrapped around your cock as I ride you. You're gonna be such an amazing little toy for me. And you know what? You're going to love it. You're gonna love the way I use you. You're gonna love my friends using you as well. Your cock will be ready to use at all times. Ready for me to stroke, or suck, or fuck, or do whatever I want. Doesn't that make you want to come for me? Doesn't the thought of being used like a little sex toy make you want to explode in your pants? Despite the class still going on around you? Doesn't my voice make you want to pop for me? Don't talk. Just nod your head. Do you want me to allow you to come? Do you accept that you've lost our little game? That you have become my new sex toy? Oh, you're so greedily nodding your head. What a good boy you are. Now, let me get my chair closer to yours. Let's make it look like I'm watching your notes while you explain something to me. There, better. Now, whenever I look down, I have a full view of the bulge in your pants and of the wet spot you've made that you're about to make bigger. Oh, you're so desperate to come for me. I really shouldn't make you wait. Maybe I should. You've already conceded defeat after all. You're already my little toy. But you've been such a good boy all class. You do deserve a reward. So, let me tell you what's going to happen after class. We will go to my home together. Once we're there, you'll get naked for me. As a sex toy is not allowed to wear clothes in my home, you will be nude at all times. Then, I'll lead you to my bedroom, where I'll give you the best blowjob of your entire life. You'll be lying on my bed, unable to move, as ropes will keep your wrists and ankles still. And again, you won't come until I allow it. Now, before we can do all the fun things that I want you to do, you need to learn to come on command and not to come whenever you want. Your orgasms are mine from now on. When I think that you've lasted long enough, that you've been a good enough boy for me, I'll finally give you what you've always dreamt of, my pussy. Which means that until you don't come, there's no pussy for you. So, once you've learned to not come from just my mouth, I'll sit on your face and make you eat me while I keep playing with your cock. Well, my cock now, actually. You'd better be good at eating pussy because you're going to be doing a whole lot. And I want you to know how to make me come hard and fast, using only your tongue and mouth, while my cock stays hard and ready to come only when I say so. It's only when I'm satisfied with your performance that I'll move to the main part, wrapping my cock with my pussy and ride it like there's no tomorrow. If you've been a really good boy, I'll let you come inside of me. By that time. But be ready. Your orgasm does not mean my satisfaction. I'll keep riding you through all your orgasms, not giving a fuck about the sensitivity, because you're nothing but a sex toy. A dildo I fuck myself on. And if you beg good enough, I might let you move your hips and fuck me back, using you like a Sibian. Finally, when I'm utterly satisfied, I'll call my good girl in to clean up the mess you've made inside of me while I rest on your body. I'll allow you to sleep with me afterwards, of course. I love sharing my bed with little sex toys. But I expect you to be raging hard when morning comes so I can ride you some more and spend the whole day tomorrow teaching you what being my sex toy means for you. Now, I think the class is about ready to finish. Are you ready to come for me? Oh, I'll be so disappointed if you don't. Nobody's looking our way, so just come for me now. Move your hips if you need to. Try rubbing it inside your pants. No hands allowed, you dirty boy. Explode for me and show me the stain in your pants getting bigger. Be a good boy. Don't you want to please me? Oh, I know you do. Succumb for me. You can't take it anymore. It's okay to release now. I'd love to help you. To take your cock out and stroke it hard and fast. But I'm afraid you'd come so hard you'd put some everywhere. So instead, just put it in your pants, okay? Come for me. Come for me right fucking now. You know you want to do it. And I want you to do it, so come for me. Come for me. Come now. And I'll let you eat my pussy in the bathroom before we go. Come now. Be a good boy. Come. Yes. Yes, that's it. Such a good boy. Oh, such a good boy. Keep coming for me. Yes. Fuck, yes. Make sure your pants are ruined. Fuck. This is so fucking hot. Oh, I want to... you make me want to play with myself again. Oh, but I have to keep it so you can eat it in the bathroom. You're still coming. Oh my god. Fuck, you're such an amazing boy. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, baby. You look like you came so hard. Did I make you feel that good with just my voice? Imagine what it's going to be like when I touch you. Oh, it looks like class is over. You can wait a little before we go. Catch your breath. You're going to need it. So I'll be expecting you in the bathroom, so don't make me wait too long. I'd have to take care of it myself and then have to punish you already. You've only just become my sex toy after all, and don't you want to do good? I knew it. You're such a good boy.